This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Around 12:30 this afternoon, the California Highway Patrol received a report of a vehicle that was 3 feet under the Trinity River and that there was a bad smell and buzzards flying around the area of the crash site. Hoopa Valley Tribal Police, along with other assisting agencies, responded to the scene, and a boat was called out to the crash site as well. Preliminary information suggests that the vehicle went down an embankment off of Highway 96, and the debris was fresh when emergency personnel arrived. No further details have been released. On Saturday, Mendocino County deputies were informed of a boating collision on Lake Mendocino that claimed the life of one person and caused injuries to others involved. Reports indicate that two boats, one of which had seven people on board while the other had three, collided as one of the boats was leaving the north boat ramp. The collision claimed the life of 26-year-old Ukiah resident Miguel Corona, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Four others involved sustained injuries ranging from minor to moderate, and the sheriff's office is investigating whether or not alcohol played a role in the boat crash. The Rotary Club of Eureka donated $6,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods, funding that will be used to help fund the installation of new windows at the Boys and Girls Club. The club's executive director, Monica Rose, said the following statement: "We are thrilled with the donation and appreciate all of the work and donations provided by the Rotary Club over the past few years." Senate Bill 94, a bill that State Assemblymember Jim Wood and State Senator Mike McGuire voted for approval, is now on the governor's desk awaiting his signature. The bill was almost unanimously passed in both houses of the legislature, and if the governor signs the bill into law, it will establish a new state regulatory agency responsible for the licensing of the marijuana industry in the state. The Bureau of Cannabis Control will issue licenses for the production of both medical and recreational cannabis, and it will set the excise sales tax rate for retail sales. They will also ensure that those who are granted cultivation licenses have identified an approved water source for their cultivation site. In addition, the Bureau will establish a safe and viable way to collect those sales taxes, and they have been directed to establish an office specifically to collect cash from business owners in Trinity, Humboldt, and Mendocino counties. Eureka residents are reminded that work crews will continue emergency sewer force main repair on 8th Street from F to I for an additional 3 to 4 weeks. Traffic control as well as road closures will continue to be in effect at that work location, and work will be done daily from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. weather permitting. Motorists and residents in southern Humboldt are reminded to expect some major road projects this week, as work began today on Evergreen Road from Redwood Drive to Tunnel Road. Tomorrow, the intersection at Humboldt Avenue and Empire Lane will be closed during business hours while work is completed. Residents can expect 15-minute delays due to road and lane closures. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has our community news.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to transportation and its importance to the economic health of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Last June, the California Department of Transportation awarded more than $276,000 in grant funding to the Trinity County Transportation Commission to conduct a feasibility study for an east-to-west railroad from Humboldt Bay across the Trinity Alps to the Central Valley. That feasibility study included what potential routes could be established, the use of the rail corridor, the economic benefits, as well as impacts the railroad would have on environmentally and culturally. The possibility of that railroad has been a topic of discussion for several years and has been met with opposition, as other studies claim the railroad would cost billions of dollars to build and would be far too expensive to maintain. While advocates of the railroad suggest the benefits will have a positive effect, the impacts of a potential railroad remain uncertain while the study is underway. It's a long shot, but a possibility to improve the economic health of our communities.
Residents of eastern Humboldt as well as Mendocino and Trinity County should anticipate thunderstorms heading into tomorrow afternoon. Thunderstorms over the Trinity Horn has been in the forecast today, and the same threat will be there tomorrow as the weather front moves. Residents are urged to use caution and to be aware of your surroundings. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.